With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. EU watchdogs impose harsh fines on U.S. tech giants.
The European Commission has fined Apple 500 million euros, around $520 million, for preventing app makers from pointing users to cheaper options outside its Apple store. The Commission also slapped Meta Platforms with a $209 million penalty because it says it forced Facebook and Instagram users to choose between seeing ads or paying to avoid them. Apple accuses the Commission of unfairly targeting the iPhone maker, while Meta says it was attempting to handicap successful American businesses. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Medical records from both federal and commercial databases will be used by the Department of Health and Human Services' new autism study. The director of the National Institutes of Health confirmed the move this week, saying the new data will allow researchers to study comprehensive patient data with broad coverage of the U.S. population for the first time. The study will include medication records from pharmacy chains, insurers, smartwatches, and fitness trackers, as well as federal sources. Growing worries about air travel.
Recent polling shows fewer people report feeling safe about flying this year. 67 people died in January when an American Airlines jet collided with a helicopter over Washington, D.C., the deadliest air disaster in the country in almost a quarter century. Compared to a year ago, air travel has been down. Many aerophobes, people who fear flying, get rattled most during takeoff and landing or when they think they're being locked in a plane. Sometimes it's not the fear of crashing, but feeling claustrophobic and not being in control. Experts say for people with milder levels of aerophobia, deep breathing often works.
This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in Kentucky.
The University of Louisville has agreed to pay more than $1.5 million in damages to a professor who was fired for opposing transgenderism. Dr. Alan Josephson worked for the school's Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and Psychology, where he expressed opposition to the promotion of sex change operations on children as a means of helping them live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Dr. Josephson in federal court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Eastern and Western churches celebrated Easter on the same day this year, but their different liturgical calendars will make that a rare occurrence. New efforts towards unity, backed by the World Council of Churches, aims to bridge divides. In some regions, like Greece and Finland, Protestant and Orthodox Christians already celebrate Easter together, offering an example of cooperation. This is SRN News. The stock market keeps going up.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after President Donald Trump walked back his criticism of the U.S. Central Bank and dialed down some of his tough talk on tariffs. The S&P 500 climbed 1.7% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 419 points. It's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2.5%. Treasury yields also eased in the bond market. That came after Trump said he wouldn't try to fire Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Trump also said the steep tariffs he's imposed on imports from China could come down. Seth Sutel, New York.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is retiring from Congress. The Democrat announced on Wednesday that he will not seek re-election next year. He currently serves as the Senate Minority Whip and is a ranking member of the Judiciary Committee. Durbin was elected in 1996 and is a senior member of the Senate. He represented Illinois in the House for 14 years. More details at SRNnews.com.